Hello and welcome to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin podcast series. I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield Ag News. Vicki Janish is manager for farmer communications and programs with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So Vicki, now that June Dairy Month is over, ice cream gets its own month. That's a great idea.
You are right. There is no doubt about it. Wisconsinites and Americans love their ice cream. So why not celebrate? To generate additional excitement, we've created a National Ice Cream Month campaign to drive sales of Wisconsin ice cream and support our dairy farmers. You'll see gallons of social media assets and posts on America's Dairyland Facebook and Instagram, and scoops of fun promotional items such as pint koozies and tattoos and more on our online catalog.
So there are a lot of things dairy farmers of Wisconsin are doing to get the word out about how good and how fun ice cream can be. So Vicki, why is it important to promote and celebrate everyone's favorite dessert, ice cream?
For us, we just finished up wrapping up National Dairy Month promotions, and we want to keep the momentum going. We want to keep dairy in the conversation. And what better way to highlight real enjoyment than ice cream? We know Wisconsin residents and neighboring states are going to consume ice cream all summer long, and we want to make sure they choose Wisconsin. We not only created assets that will tap into their love of Wisconsin ice cream, but we also gave them reasons to buy Wisconsin ice cream.
What are some of those reasons?
Wisconsin ice cream and frozen custard are fresh local summer favorites, and a lot of the shops and locations that you can experience ice cream is right in your own backyard. Wisconsin has a history of producing high quality ice cream and frozen custard, and with over 300 locations to choose from across the state, there is true enjoyment to be had. Buying local Wisconsin ice cream and other dairy products is not only delicious and sustainable choice, but it contributes to the vitality and economic health of our communities.
I understand Wisconsin has a lot of dairy plants that make ice cream.
Yes, Wisconsin has 46 dairy plants making ice cream or ice cream mix, and Wisconsinites enjoy nearly 85 million pints in 2020. And so do you know that takes 12 pounds of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream?
I did not.
Ice cream is a great way to move more milk for our Wisconsin dairy farmers.
So not only a Wisconsin thing, but ice cream is popular all over the country. And I would imagine that Wisconsin producers get their product throughout the country.
You're right. Not only do Wisconsinites love their ice cream, but Americans do too. So much so that 9% of the milk produced in the U.S. is made into ice cream. We have a long history here in Wisconsin in the ice cream side of dairy products, and we truly take pride in our history of here in Wisconsin, and when it comes to ice cream in particular. The ice cream sundae was invented here in Wisconsin in Two Rivers and has become a nationally known ice cream dessert.
How can our dairy farmers and our listeners recognize and celebrate your National Ice Cream Month efforts?
Visit wisconsindairy.org. We have a National Ice Cream Month landing page featuring all sorts of fun things to enjoy with your loved ones, from free downloadable coloring sheets, recipes to make your own ice cream, and information about finding ice cream locations across the state. One of the things I'm really excited about is it's a fun quiz that you can take just based on what your favorite ice cream flavors are, and you can find your next must-have ice cream destination here in Wisconsin. So take the fun quiz, find out what is available, and go out and explore all the different flavors Wisconsin has to offer.
It's always fun to find a new place to get different flavors and different varieties, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you can follow along with us on America's Dairyland Facebook and Instagram and see some of the locations and assets that we've made. We've done a whole lot of work on the creative side, really elevating ice cream in terms of our illustrations and photography. You can see that firsthand.
I understand that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin also worked with Travel Wisconsin to come up with a special map. What's on the map?
Our map is an integrated map where you can find where you're located, all the different ice cream shops and ice cream processors in your area that's serving up real delicious Wisconsin ice cream. And so we partnered with Travel Wisconsin to find out where those locations are. What better place to have that is with Travel Wisconsin. So it's a really great partnership we've developed, and being able to leverage their resources in with ours to tell a great story and get people out and about to experience ice cream.
Is there a favorite flavor?
We've always known that vanilla brings so much joy in people's lives. But according to a YouGov poll last summer, chocolate has taken over the number one spot for America's favorite flavor of ice cream. And no matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites love their ice cream, consuming over 21 million gallons each year.
That's a lot of ice cream.
You are right.
And that's just in Wisconsin, right?
That's just in Wisconsin. Imagine when you're talking about ice cream consumed across the country.
Wow, 21 million gallons. And most households buy ice cream and take it home.
And my family truly contributes to this fact. No matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites love their ice cream. And with 86% of American households buy ice cream each year, and each household averaging almost 11 trips over the course of the year. That's a lot of scoops.
I see one of your statistics shows 145 scoops of ice cream per person per year. I don't know about you, but I think this household might be a little higher than that.
We truly help support that statistic, where total frozen dairy production in 2020 equates to, you know, that 145 scoops of ice cream. And I truly believe mine could easily double that per year. But that's almost enough for every American to have a three scoop sundae every Sunday for a whole year.
That's a lot of ice cream. So July, enjoy the ice cream. Find out more about what you can do during July Ice Cream Month. I believe you have some info on the website.
Yes, please visit wisconsindairy.org. Check out the National Ice Cream Month landing page and use those resources to try new ice cream shops across the state. Utilize the social media. Check out America's Dairyland on their Facebook and Instagram. Take the quiz. See where that next ice cream destination will be. And also enjoy the coloring sheets and the additional information that's out there.
Vicki Janish is Manager, Farmer Communications and Programs for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. To learn more about your dairy checkoff dollars, visit wisconsindairy.org and sign up for the monthly e-newsletter. I'm Larry Lee. Thanks for listening.